Zimbabwe has suspended moves to draw up a new constitution due to political bickering over funding for its outreach program, dealing a blow to hopes for free and fair elections next year after the intended adoption of the charter. Arch-rivals President Robert Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai signed a power-sharing deal in September 2008 that led to formation of a unity government last February and agreed to write a new constitution within 18 months. The outreach program is designed to gather views from the public on a new constitution. Spokesperson for London Zimbabwe Vigil, Dennis Benton, told us more about the problems surrounding the program.
The latest problem has been over accreditation. Some 600 outreach workers were due to be appointed, but others muscled their way in, and something like 1,000 people were said to have been accredited in the end. Now, this process is now being reviewed, and the Constitutional Affairs Minister, Eric Matenenga, said it's all being sorted out and the process will resume next week. But we'll see. This is just one of many problems in the way. I mean, even if these people do set out for the remote areas of Zimbabwe, they'll face tremendous problems because of the state of the road network. There are parts of Zimbabwe that they just won't be able to reach. And then the politicians themselves, particularly ZANU-PF, have been accused of putting pressure on people in the rural areas, particularly, to adopt what they call the Kariba draft, which was a constitution adopted by these three parties some time back, but which has since been disowned by the MDC of Morgan Tsvangirai, the Prime Minister.